Hindola pastime. Hindola means swing or julin. Swing pastime is generally during the rainy season. Krishna finds great pleasure in going under the trees during the rainy season, watching the clouds pass overhead, and it's a very festive time in Vrindavan. All the peacocks are very joyful to see the dark blue rain clouds, and they start dancing happily. And Krishna likes to swing there, and because there's nice breezes in the air, and it's a very sweet time. So every year during the summertime, right after summer, of course, is rainy season. That's when julan takes place, in the rainy season, beginning of the rainy season, in a seasonal way. But then every day, Madhyana Leela, in the afternoon between 11:30 and 3 o'clock, they have their pastime on the banks of Radhakund, swing pastime, on the western bank of Radhakund. And that takes, the actual swing pastime takes place towards the close of their Madhyana Leela, and it's somewhere around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, verse 49. Thereafter, as Krishna continues playing with the Braja Kishoris, they arrive at the Julan Vedi, means the platform, which where the swing is situated. After seating himself on the Hindola, or the swing, Krishna winks to Kundalata and Vrindadevi, and then he snatches Radha's pichkari. Because just before this, they were having holy leela, and pichkari is a syringe that they use. So they were just walking along, just threw colors all over each other, and then Krishna, oh, let's go on a swing, let's swing. And then Radharani's still holding on to her pichkari. But then Radharani replies by snatching Krishna's flute from his waist sash. Krishna sits on the swing, and Radha pretends to be disinterested and not interested in swinging. So then Krishna motions to Vrindadevi and Kundalata to help him. Kundalata addresses Radha with a smile. Hey, Sumukhi, sweet-faced one. Give Krishna back his flute. And hey, Madhav, don't touch that kutini, which means crooked female. Hey, Madhav, please return Radha's pichkari. So then they return the flute and the pichkari. Kundalata and Brinda come from behind and they help lift Radharani into the swing. As Radha and Krishna sit in the center of the swing, the sakis begin to swing them. They push from the front and from behind. As the sakis push, the swing speed gradually increases, but then it moves too fast, and Radha begins to tremble, and her eyes move restlessly, and she embraces Shamsunda for support. As the speed increases of the swing, Radha's hair loosens and entangles with Krishna. Their necklaces become entangled, and their flower garlands become caught up with their bracelets. Radha's restless eyes motion to the sakis for help. So they ponder, oh, Radha must be very pleased by swinging so wonderfully with Krishna. But now she wants to satisfy Krishna with our seva. So then they stop the swing and climb onto the swing. Actually, another chapter that is in one of our other books, chapter 7, very elaborately describes the swing that Radha and Krishna have. It's very large. It's shaped like a lotus flower. It's a round swing. Sometimes it's described as 8 sides rather than being rectangular. Like most swings are like that mat or something, long and short, rectangular. The swing of Radha and Krishna's swing has 8 sides, and there's 8 doors getting onto the swing. And it's shaped like a lotus flower with 8 petals. And then there are very nice seats, and there's little footrests also. They can put their posts go down for them to rest their feet on. And then the gopis, they're so big that the gopis can get up and join with them, the 8 gopis. So they can all swing together on this huge swing. So that's why they, when Radharani was restlessly looking at Krishna, at the gopis, like, please stop. Stop the swing. She wanted them to come up also and enjoy swinging with Krishna. Lalita and Vishakha hold tambul in their hands, and Chitra and Champak twirl chamara whisks. Indulekha and Tungavidya carry golden water jugs, and Sudevi brings scented ointments and powders along with Rangadevi. Those are the two sisters. Those are the eight sakis. Receiving Radha and Krishna's indication, the gopis perform their seva, beginning with Lalita and the eastern petal of the lotus swing. But then a miracle happens. Each of the sakis sees that Radha and Krishna are facing them individually. But as Brinda, Kundalata, and the others swing the hindola, another wonderful thing happens. Krishna's reflection appears to embrace each sakhi. Hence, they all imagine that Krishna is alone with them. If the sun were garlanded with a deep blue rain cloud, mala, or garland, and if a lightning barrage were fixed within the clouds as they sail in the wind, the pundits might compare this to Krishna's jhulan with the Braja Sundaris. Means the beautiful girls of Braj, or the gopis. Honoring Radha's hint, Krishna seats Lalita on his right and rests his arm on her shoulder. Then he embraces Radha on his left. Aho! Is a dark cloud now illumined by two lightning streaks? Then Krishna embraces Vishakha on his right side, and he enjoys swinging with each of the Ashtasakhis. Then Radharani gets down to enjoy swinging the hindola as Lalita and Vishakha and other pairs of sakhis sit beside Krishna. Although we see in this pastime that Radharani is the supreme worshipper of the Lord, and she's always showing the example of how to serve the devotees. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a combined form of Radha and Krishna, Radha Govinda, and he was also showing the perfection of serving the devotees. He was always serving them prasadam and rubbing chandan pulp on their foreheads and offering them garlands and glorifying them, glorifying their qualities and their devotional attributes. He relished so much to serve the devotees. When he first came back from Gaya, after Lord Chaitanya was initiated by Ishwarapuri, he was intoxicated with love of God, and he couldn't stop chanting Hare Krishna. He was always chanting the holy names of the Lord wherever he went. And shortly after he returned, he had to close his school, his Sanskrit toll, because he told the students, he said, I just can't stop chanting Hare Krishna, and everything that I see in Sanskrit just reminds me of Krishna. And actually, this is the only thing that has any value, is Nam Sankirtan. And all of this grammar and vyakaran and logic, it really has no ultimate purpose for either an individual or even the world. So better we just close the school, engage in Sankirtan. So that's what he did. But in this time, he was so filled with humility, which was quite opposite his mood before he was initiated and before he was captured by the holy name. He was rather an arrogant and proud young scholar, pundit, Nimai Pundit of Navadvip. And he had good reason to be proud, because no one could defeat him in debate, and no one could defeat him in logic, and no one could defeat him in vyakaran, grammar. Even the biggest pundit in India at the time, Keshava Kashmiri, came to Navadvip to challenge the biggest pundit there, and everyone was afraid to accept his challenge. And he said, why don't you try on this little boy? And the man laughed, Keshava Kashmiri. Kashmir means from Kashmir. He was from north of Nepal, or north India, I guess, is Kashmir, Jammu and Kashmir. Not as far as Nepal. He came from Kashmir, and he had conquered Bihar and Kashmir and Nepal, and and Allahabad, and now he's gone to Bengal to conquer the scholars, famous scholars of East India, who were famous in Navadvip, the Navadvip pundits. But they were afraid to even face him for 1 minute. So they said, you can speak with Nimai Pandit. You can try to... And they kind of laughed because I thought, there won't be any challenge for the Kashmiri Pandit. But at least they're offering someone to challenge him from Navadvip. So Nimai Pandit met with him and, of course, defeated him soundly and completely. So when he came back, he gave up this arrogant, proud mood of being a big pundit of Navadvip. Now he closed his school, and he was humbly associating and with Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur and Chandanacharya, Nandanacharya, Murari Gupta, and Kulaveshwar Sridhar, and all the Vaishnavas that were already meeting and chanting and discussing Bhagavad before he manifested his Sankirtan Leela in Navadvip. Before Lord Chaitanya manifests his Leela, they were all performing Sankirtan and praying to the Lord and reading Bhagavat together and relishing Sadhu Sangha. When he came back, Lord Chaitanya showed his example of serving the Vaishnavas. He started washing their clothes. He'd wash the clothes for the Vaishnavas and fold their clothes and then bring their clothes back to them folded and say, here's your clothes. We do any menial and humble service. So here we see Srimati Radharani, who is the direct expansion of Krishna, the Ladini Shakti of the Lord. She's getting off the swing and she's pushing her girlfriends so that they can enjoy swinging with Krishna. She's serving them. She's pushing the swing. Very simple, mundane activity. Radharani gives a hint to Kanchanalata and others to take a turn. Then as they swing on both sides of Krishna, Radha joins Lalita and the remaining sakis who sing and push the swing. Kanchanalata is not one of the intimate sakis, the Ashta sakis. She's like a cousin of Radharani, a little bit older. And she assists, she works with Brindadevi, and she's a kind of a go-between between the Bandevis and Brindadevi and Radharani. And she's very elder and married and quite trusted by, especially by Chatila, by Kutila and Jatila. And she's, of course, a favorite to Radharani. So when Radharani has to leave Javit, her relative's in-law's house, to go and cook for Krishna every morning, Jatila feels safe if she sends her with Kundalata. Or when she goes for Sriya Puja, she feels that she can trust her to the elder and respected Kundalata to care for her. And in fact, Jatila instructs her, she says, don't even let Radharani see the shadow of that black snake. And don't let Radharani smell the fragrance of that bold Nagar, that Lampat Nagar of that debauch lover boy of Vrindavan, Sri Shyam Sundar. So Kundalata says, oh yes, you can trust me. I'll make sure that she doesn't touch that snake and that she doesn't smell the fragrance of that Lampat Nagar. But she's very clever, Kundalata. She's a very clever speaker. And she speaks in such a way that her phrases have two meanings, inner meaning and outer meaning. So when she says that, I'll make sure that your daughter, your chaste and respectable, shy daughter, Radharani, daughter-in-law, I'll make sure that she doesn't touch that black snake. But she says that the inner meaning is, I'll make sure that that black snake wraps his arms tightly around your beloved daughter-in-law. And then when she says, I'll make sure she doesn't even smell the fragrance from afar, she says in such a way, I'll make sure that when your daughter smells his fragrance from a distance, she will become totally captivated and fly immediately to the spot where he's standing. In that way. So this Kundalata is a very favorite of Radharani. So she's being favored here by Radharani. who personally allows her to go on a swing and swing with Krishna. And she takes the role to push the swing. Meanwhile, Lalita whispers into Radha's ear and she nods with a smile. She climbs into the hindola and gathers her sakis in a circle. Then as Radha sits beside Krishna, a wonderful thing takes place. Krishna expands himself to be sitting beside each and every gopi. Aho! If a tamal tree was entwined by a golden creeper and surrounded by many golden banana trees, if such a tamal tree were suddenly to fly into the sky and land upon a golden mountain, this might resemble the beauty, the extraordinary beauty of Krishna's sweet swinging pastimes. After a while, Vishakha indicated to everyone to descend from the swing. Get off the swing. Then as Radha and Krishna stayed on, Lalita and the other sakis began to swing them higher and higher with increased speed. But becoming frightened, Radhika tightly embraced Krishna for support, and all the sakis smiled. Then as Krishna held Raimani, Radharani, the jewel of queens, then they descended from the hindola together. Deko saki julite jugala kishor nilamani jarolo kanchana jor lalita vishaka saki julayato suki anande magana heri tohi drehi muke garajata gagane sagane gana gora Rangani sangani garato chaura vivida kusume sabe rachiya hindola dolaya jugala saki anande bibola julayato saki gan korotali diya subadani kahi pache giraye banduya bigalito dukula utit Udita Sweta Bindu Amiya Joraye Jena Duha Mukha Indu Hire Sabha Saki Gan Deha Karashram Chamra Bijanale Karaye Sevan Brahmara Kokila Sabha Voshitaro Dale Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna Radha Krishna Bole Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna Radha Krishna Bole Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna Radha Krishna Bole Kahe Jagannath Kabe Habe Subhadine Saki Saha Dohakara Haribo Vepine. Translation. This is a song by Jagannath Das. Look, Saki. Sri Jugal Kishore swinging like a nilamani, a blue sapphire set in gold. Lalita and Vishakha push the swing, enjoying their beautiful faces. Thick rain clouds rumble in the sky as Radha's sakis surround the flower-decorated swing. Aha! The sakis lose themselves in ecstasy while swinging the divine couple. Some of the sakis clap their hands and they tell the beautiful faced Radha, "Oh Radha, your prana, please hold on to your pranavalava tightly." Radha and Krishna's hair becomes loosened and beads of perspiration glide down from their moon-like faces as drops of nectar. Seeing Jugal Kishore becoming fatigued, the sakis begin to twirl their chamaras. The kokils, the cuckoos, and the bees watch from the branches while calling, Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna, Jaya Radha Krishna. So the cuckoos and bees are singing, Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna. They're singing, sitting in the trees. The bees are sitting in the trees, and the cuckoos are sitting in the trees and watching Radha and Krishna being swung by all the sakis. And they're chanting, Jai Jai Radha Krishna, Jai Jai Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna Bole. Seeing Jugal Kishore's fatigue, I said that. Jagannath Das says, Oh, when will I see Jugal Kishore's Julan Leela in the forest Nikunj? So we can have feelings like that someday when we go and take darshan, or when we have darshan within, or when we have darshan without, the beautiful swing of the Lord. We go to Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan's swing was, I think, was most beautiful. You think so? Very clean and shiny and then beautiful design. Big platform in the front, like it says, Hindola Vedi, the platform in the front. There was like, see how there's like a platform in the front? And like a deck or a platform, and behind it was the swing, and then it was all one unit. It was very, very beautiful. And Madan Mohan is, you can't forget how beautiful he was. So tastefully and carefully painted. He was the top darshan. Sometimes in devotees say darshan, they say, well, which temple had the best darshan? Who did the best full bungalow? Who did the best julan? Who did the best lila darshan? Was it Noka Bihar of Sham Sundar? Was it Sham Saki at Damodar? Or was it, Rai Raj at Gokulananda? Or like that. They have, the devotees give their ratings. So from our side, Madan Mohan was topmost. The deities and the swing was really nice. And Govindaji is also very beautiful. Radharaman. It's like a perfect, more perfect than most perfect. So we can think like Jagannath is saying, we're seeing these beautiful swings of the Lord. And of course he's having this darshan within. So he's saying, when will I see Jugal Kishore's Julan Leela in the forest Nikunj? So we're seeing them in the mandir, in the temple, on a swing, but actually they're swinging in Nikunj, at the Nikunj, in Radhakund, Madhyan Leela, Nikunj. Or in different Nikunjas in Barsana, there's different swing. In Dan Bihari temple, there's a swing there. It was right behind Radharani's palace. Krishna would meet there. He would go there and meet Radharani, and they would have swing pastimes there in the late afternoon. And of course at Radhakund they have their swing pastimes. In different places in Braj they would have their swing pastimes, at this time of the year especially. Such a delightful, beautiful time of the year in Vrindavan. So when we have darshan of Krishna in the temple, we can think, oh, when will that day come when I see your beautiful Julan Leela, Yugal Kishore, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath. I'll see your beautiful swing pastimes in the Nikunj, in the intimate forest groves of Vrindavan. You look so beautiful, Madan Mohan. Oh, Gopinath, oh, Govinda, you look so beautiful. When will I push your swing? When will I sing nice songs for you, like this nice song here? Dekho sakhi julato jugala kishor nilamani jaralo kanchana jor lalita vishaka sakhi julayato suke anande mogana heri dohi doha muke jaya radha krishna jaya radha krishna. It's nice song. The Julan song. We were just thinking earlier how nice it would be to sing some Julan song at this time. Sripad Vishwanath Chakravarti gives this explanation of a very relishful explanation of the Julan Leela in his Krishna Bhavanamrita. Vrinda Devi says, hey Rasika Jugal, come this way. There's a beautiful forest known as Barsha Harsha. Being the rainy season, the lightning flashes in the clouds, but upon seeing you, the clouds are considering, aho, just see these clouds and lightning which are walking on the earth. They seem to be surpassing our splendor. So surely we are unfit to stay any longer above them. But what can we do? Their bright effulgence seems to illuminate the entire sky. Lamenting like this, the clouds begin to release their tears of rain and turn pale. Seeing the lightning in the clouds, Radha and Krishna begin to ponder, oh, out of love, these wonderful clouds are sheltering us from the scorching summer heat. They look just like a blue sapphire umbrella with a golden trim. You know, the monsoon clouds with the lightning passing through them, golden lightning, and the dark blue clouds, looks like a, and the clouds are shielding Radha and Krishna from the rays of the sun, so they appear like a blue sapphire umbrella with a golden trim. We put up our umbrella, I have to think of that. As the clouds contemplate their fortune of seeing the wonderful forms of Radha and Krishna, they begin to shed tears, turn pale, and praise Radha and Krishna's quality with faltering, thunder voices. So they're crying. The clouds are crying because they're so happy and so overwhelmed by seeing the beauty of Radha and Krishna and all the wonderful lightning-like gopis, which far surpass their natural beauty of that they possess as clouds and lightning. So they, out of embarrassment or out of joy, they begin crying, and their crying comes down in the form of teardrops, or rain. Their teardrops come down in the form of raindrops. And then they start to congratulate, or start to glorify the qualities of Radha and Krishna with faltering voices, with faltering thunder-like voices. So when the cloud, there's lightning and there's thunder, so the thunder is their words of glorification of Radha and Krishna. Vishwanath is very imaginative. He's very poetic. He speaks in many metaphors in his description of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. After viewing the beauty of the forest, Radha and Krishna enter a Kadamba forest. The sham-colored tree branches twist and turn upwards to lead to millions of bright yellow flowers. Where millions of bright yellow flowers are blooming overhead. There are platforms in numerous shapes and sizes that soothe the heart. The Kadamba flowers shower honey, and the bees serve as guards. Besides each platform, the arching branches of the Kadamba are held up by emerald pillars. In other words, the Kadamba trees are going like this, but then they're leaning over. Because the heavy weight of their flowers and their natural humility, when they witness the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they feel very humble, and they don't want to get too far away. So they want to offer their flowers. So the branches go up, and then they bend over. And when they bend over, they in order so they don't fall on the ground, emerald columns are built to hold them from falling or cracking. So those emerald columns, where those columns go down, is where they make the swings. So the swing is bounded on each side by these columns of solid emerald, which are connected with this canopy or umbrella canopy of golden, beautiful golden flowers, which are suspended from the branches of the Kadamba tree. And those flowers are dropping teardrops in the form of honey droplets. Those Kadamba honey, Kadamba madhu or honey, is falling in tiny little raindrops on either side of the swing of Radha and Krishna, flavoring the air with an intoxicatingly sweet aroma of Kadamba flowers, which is very heady and sweet aroma. At the same time as honey is falling through the air, softening the air and making the air very pleasant. I can only imagine what an atmosphere that would be. A flower shower of madhu honey. There are garlands of flowers strung in front. Every platform has a gorgeous swing that suspends from red silken ropes with pearls woven through the ropes. So there's red silken ropes coming down. Like you see those red covertures that they offer in the Sringadeva? Those necklaces? You know, those silk covertures? I call them pavitras? Those red pavitras, the red silk, like the one I have. So there's like that, real thick red silk ropes, and wound through them are white, beautiful white pearls woven through them. That's what they hold on to in the sides of the swing. Not some just chain or some rope like we have in our parks. The swings are gently gliding back and forth in the breeze. Radha's dasis have decorated them with all sorts of fragrant stemless flowers and made a seat with fine silken cloth. And these swings are so attractive that they have a special potency to allure and captivate Krishna's mind. As Krishna wanders through the Kadamba forest, he catches sight of one of these special swings decorated with flags and flowers, and he becomes captivated and immediately climbs up and sits down. It appears that bliss personified is served by the goddess of beauty. So to sprinkle his dearest lover with blissful ras, Krishna lifts her onto the swing. Seeing Krishna, Radha and Krishna sitting face to face on the swing, one can only imagine, oh, what an enchanting Prema Sarovara now joins the Ananda Sarovara, the lake of love joins the lake of bliss. Just then the Sakis begin singing as they offer Radha and Krishna a flower arti, because they're on the swing, and then the gopis offer arti. And during the arti, they pause to adjust Krishna's turban, and then they offer him pan, mala, flower malas, and sandalwood pulp. The two Sakis begin to push the swing from the front, and others push from the back. Two Sakis stand on either side of the swing with their arms outstretched, holding pan in their hands. And when the Jugal Kishore swing past, they slip the pan into their mouths.
Pan is like betel, pan leaf, and inside is betel nut and some cardamom and some katechu and cloves and about seven different herbs. Very sweet and intoxicating substance. So they're folded in a triangle, it's bite size. And the Sakis stand on either side, and as the gopis and Radha and Krishna swing, they. And then when that begins to wear down, if they come down a little bit from that, then another, take another one. Stay high forever.